you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos. A better, easier way to get term life insurance. All online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
She's gone from reporting on the sidelines to making sense of the headlines. It's the Michelle Tafoya podcast on the Salem Podcast Network.
There are people, Democrat operatives, that are saying, things are not looking good. Maybe Mr. Biden needs to bow out. Maybe the president needs to take a look at what's best for the party and say, you know what? I'm not going to run again.
Subscribe to the Michelle Tafoya podcast today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late season cold snap continues. Today's temperature's way below normal with sunshine and a high temperature only about 59. I think we'll fall back to the 30s tonight with mostly clear skies and an overnight low temperature down to about 37. Some more frost in the morning. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high near 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun and the next risk of scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
1819 News.
Another controversial library board meeting occurred this past Monday night in Trussville. Hundreds of people showed up to that meeting regarding the books that are placed within the children and teen sections. One group was there to promote the LGBTQ-themed books, while others said the books are age-inappropriate and too sexually explicit. Library Director Jason Baker revealed during that time that there are 41 books that have been reviewed so far, and 18 of them have been moved to a new section created for a new category called the Mature Teen. There will be more books reviewed and taken to that section over time. Children that are 15 years or younger will also have their library cards connected to their parents' card so that parents can also view what books have been checked out. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A third suspect in a Mobile homicide has turned himself into authorities after an ongoing search to locate him. 32-year-old Carlos Hollis is one of three suspects in the death of 52-year-old Rodney Tucker. Gilbert Pittman and Jessica Allen are the other two charged with that murder. Hollis will have a bond hearing on Wednesday of this week. Two children that went missing from Shelbyville, Tennessee, have now been found safe in Alabama. 2-year-old Journey Garrett and 9-month-old Daly Garrett were found with the non-custodial mother, Casey Campbell. The three were found in Powell, Alabama. Campbell is now facing aggravated kidnapping charges. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's the best sale of the season at Cavco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prices, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley 11 to 1, and stay for our designer demonstrations at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 p.m. at Cavco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
Can't sleep with this cold.
Honey.
Honey?
Honey, you need NyQuil Severe Honey.
NyQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a dreamy honey taste.
Feeling better, honey? Honey? I'll take that as a yes.
Try NyQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu symptom relief. NyQuil Severe with honey flavor. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever. Honeylicious, best sleep with a cold. Medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10. Sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
Joey Clark.
Welcome to the final hour. Little show we call News and Views. We're just a local talk show, folks. But you can now find us online at the X platform, my account at the Joey Clark on X, Twitter, whatever you're calling it. And Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Be sure to like and subscribe. Share it with your friends. If you like the show, or even if you hate the show, isn't it a wonderful free country we live in? Now, over the weekend, I started getting into a biography about Benjamin Franklin and hearing discussions about old Ben Franklin. And if you go to Franklin's autobiography at one point, and he did this throughout his life, he'd come up with little aphorisms or ways of going after virtue. And he'd take each virtue and he would pursue that particular one till he felt he perfected it. Then he would move on to the next. He thought each of the virtues built on one another, but his final virtue, after becoming such a moral man, number 13, lucky number 13, humility. But then Franklin writes something that I think is a little bit ironic. At least that's how I read it. I chuckle when I read this. The 13th virtue, humility, imitate Jesus and Socrates. You know, folks, those who compare themselves to Jesus or Socrates tend not to be hailed for their humility. Yet it is true that the humble path is never obvious or literal, else any fool could stumble upon it with dumb luck. Only after plumbing the lowest depths is man free to rise to the highest places. Only in seeking the highest summit has man ever come to know how little he knows and how truly low he is. Humility is found in private surprise, often amid rejection by all too certain crowds and authorities alike. Jesus conquered death by willingly suffering the worst death imaginable. Socrates found wisdom by coming to know he knew nothing. Perhaps Ben Franklin is onto something with his suggestion to imitate the two. For like Franklin, the Son of God and the Father of Philosophy were never quite what they seemed to the naked literal eye. There are two kinds of people, Christopher Hitchens writes. Those who read Franklin's celebrated autobiography with a solemn expression, and those who keep laughing out loud as they go along. Benjamin Franklin still leaves his modern readers guessing with both solemnity and mirth. Undoubtedly a man of his time, few epitomized revolutionary enlightenment thought, innovation, and politics like Benjamin Franklin. He also managed to stand above and apart from his time. Franklin's approach to life seemed like the stuff of ancient wisdom, an 18th century Solon to Voltaire's Sophocles. Yet his life and legacy continue to furnish the future with fresh interpretations and perspectives. Try as we may, we never quite have Franklin figured out. Nothing is obvious in him, especially his faith and morals. The famed deist always seemed to be winking at us. Indeed, Franklin's unwritten 14th virtue might as well have read irony. By emulating Mr. Franklin himself, one can act contrary to expectations. That brings me to one of Franklin's most famous proposals, one that speaks to our own confused and arrogant age, and one that still inspires debate about America's status as a Christian nation. The 1787 Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia was at an impasse. It was a hot June day, and passions inside the convention were beginning to boil over. the central question of representation in the proposed House and Senate remained a festering open sore. Would the votes in the Houses of Congress be apportioned according to population, or would each state have an equal say? The debate was growing so inflamed between large states and small states that it threatened to break up the convention. Enter old Ben Franklin, who decided to surprise the convention with an unexpectedly humble proposal. On June the 28th, 1787, Franklin gave this speech to the Constitutional Convention. Quote, "Mr. President, the small progress we have made after 4 or 5 weeks' close attendance and continual reasonings with each other, our different sentiments on almost every question, several of the last producing as many no's as ayes, is methinks a melancholy proof of the imperfection of the human understanding. We indeed seem to feel our own want of political wisdom, since we have been running about in search of it. We have gone back to ancient history for models of government and examined the different forms of those republics which have been formed with the seeds of their own dissolution, now no longer exist. And we have viewed modern states all around Europe, but find none of their constitutions suitable to our circumstances. In this situation of this assembly, groping as it were in the dark to find political truth, and scarce able to distinguish it when presented to us, how has it happened, sir, that we have not hitherto once thought of a humbly applying to the Father of Lights to illuminate our understandings? In the beginning of the contest with Great Britain, when we were sensible of danger, we had daily prayer in this room for divine protection. Our prayers, sir, were heard, and they were graciously answered. All of us who were engaged in the struggle must have observed frequent instances of a superintending providence in our favor. To that kind of providence we owe this happy opportunity of consulting in peace on the means of establishing our future national felicity. And have we now forgotten that powerful friend? Or do we imagine that we no longer need his assistance? I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that except the Lord build they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and also believe that without his concurring approach in a byword down to future age. And what's worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service." After a sparse debate, after Franklin's speech, Franklin's proposal for daily prayer was eventually shelved and never passed. I believe Hamilton made the argument that, well, if we all of a sudden start doing prayer and giving it up to God and divine providence and protection in the middle of this convention, people will think there's something wrong with the convention. So we got to keep up appearances. Another guy rose up and said, well, we can't really afford to pay a member of the clergy to do that for us every day. And so it wasn't voted down. It was just tabled or shelved and never passed. Though ultimately rejected, Franklin's mere suggestion seemed like a gadfly to spur on his colleagues to later compromise. In reaction to his proposal being rejected, Franklin would write at the bottom of the copy of his speech, "The convention, except 3 or 4 persons, thought prayers unnecessary." What humility I find in that simple private surprise. One must wonder if Jesus or Socrates were ever so surprised.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you want to get in on the program, that's 334-272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Really fantastic folks there, great local folks. They're right at Main Street Millbrook. And Ashley and the team, well, Pest Pro's been growing for good reason. They're just that good at what they do, especially with spring being pretty much here. It's a little cold this morning, but everybody outside seems to be waking up, including those little critters that try to get inside your home or mess with you out in the yard. So I'm thinking wasps, I'm thinking fire ants, I'm thinking mosquitoes, and I'm especially thinking termites. So at Pest Pro, what they can do is take care of a lot of that stuff for you if you know you, in fact, have a problem. But when it comes to, say, something like termites, homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage, so you might as well get the treatment done before you ever have any property damage. The treatment is much less expensive than it is fixing up once the termites start eating away at your home. And what Pest Pro can do is essentially lay bait. So if termites ever do get on your property, they'll know and they'll be able to come and take care of them. And, of course, they can help you with any problem there. As I was just saying, all these little critters are waking up for springtime. You want to make sure your home is jam up and jelly tight. So there at Pest Pro Services, they can help you when you call 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the book of faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that, well, Joey, that Fool on the Radio sent you. Again, 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, let's see if this is on line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Papa B.
Hey, Papa B. How you doing?
Man, I'm really enjoying the show today. Wow. What's the Primal Carpet guy's name? Ray
Bowles. Yeah.
I'm telling you what, I didn't know what a stand-up guy he is. I always admired him, of course. But, boy, standing up for what's right, and to see the really cowardice of people that, you know, would call themselves Christians. In the churches, I guess, the pastors, maybe, I don't know who he's talking about, but not really come to his side and stand with him. That's kind of sick. Very much so, you know, and I like just, so, you know, in spite of the apparent, what we feel now, it looks like some widespread big movement, you know, that the country is going toward. This is not a grassroots movement, okay?
No.
This has been a well-planned, well-organized, well-funded movement, and it has been a long time in the making. You know, we have been asleep at the switch and allowed things to happen, made allowances, tried to, you know, appease and get along, instead of doing what Ray was doing and just stand up to it and say, no, you know, we can be reasonable, but we're not going to be, you know, allow things like the kid to be corrupted, which is exactly what would happen and exactly what, you know, those on the left would want to happen. You know it, see it. They've admitted it. I mean, there's no reason in trying to wonder about it anymore. That's just one of the lines that we just got to draw and say, no, look, if you want to read those books, fine. We're not going to let, you know, kids have them, though. You can check them out. If you want to read them to your kids, fine. I don't really like it. I don't think it's right. But, you know, I can't stop you from at least doing that. You know.
Well, and here's my big takeaway. I don't think this is about a practical issue at all. Because think about all the time and money that's going into the political fight. You could provide books to all sorts of people. I think what's happening is a symbolic fight over who essentially rules the roost in a public setting like a library. Now, if it was up to me, if I was, say, dictator of Alabama, I'd say no more libraries for anybody.
Well, that's what I would say first of all. You know, that's the first thing that I would say, like, wait a minute, you mean people actually go to the library still?
Well, I'm serious, Papa. I mean, people have been reading too much, so we're shutting it down. After further investigation, we might open them back up.
Well, you know, the social justice left has been very clever in playing the long game, and now, you know, they have managed to gain control of several seats of power, not just in the government, but I mean in institutions, left, right, sideways, even in the churches, you know, in some cases. But it's time that really, if you love this country like Senator Tocqueville is saying, you can't hide in the shadows anymore. You got to stand up, you know. You got to stand up for what's right. Hey, I don't believe, Joey, that the Democrats can win in a fair fight, okay, in this next election, or really any election. But believe it when I tell you, if they see that they are going to lose, I don't think they're going to stop, you know, with just talking about it. I think they're projecting that MAGA will go out and do violent things. Well, don't you remember, Joey, back in, you know, 2020, when Biden was elected, how the folks, everybody were out burning buildings, looting, right? Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't us. That was 2016 when Donald Trump won. So, and all the way through his 4-year cycle in one form or another, that was happening. So I think that's what they're going to do. When they see they can't win, I think they're going to get violent. And, you know, I think we all need to be prepared for that. But anyway, I rambling thoughts, but, you know, you see a few points in there that...
Well, yeah, and I was going to say, if we ever do end up with an American Caesar or dictator type figure, it ain't going to come from the right.
No.
And hell, we already had one. It's not even hypothetical. Look at what FDR was able to do.
There ain't no doubt. And that, well, I tell you what, they look at that with the social justice left looks at the FDR time as their favorite time because they had it all under control. Under the, they had their whole country under their thumb. So I guess they think that, you know, depression and war is the way to do it. And that's what they want to try to.
And I heard from many, I think it was the power of radio at that time, not just in this country, but all over the world. Radio was a very powerful tool. And till the day he died, my granddaddy, he thought FDR hung the moon and the stars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, I somewhat get the perspective, but people don't need to kid themselves. If we, again, we ever have a Caesar in this country, it'll probably come from the left. Though the ideal Caesar is, what, purple? Not just the robes he wears, but would probably bring everybody together. But I appreciate it.
Bye, bud.
Thank you. Thanks. Let's go to line three. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joy, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, buddy?
Good.
Well, I've sort of been fine. I heard Ray Bowles earlier, and I know this situation is going on about the library over in Bradville. And you know, those people are just not going to be happy unless they get it their way. And I saw a post on Facebook the other day where they talking about the books being banned, and they had a stack of books, you know, and you would think those were the books that they were trying to ban, you know, at the library, but they were things like Catcher in the Rye and Kill a Mockingbird. None of those books are on that list as far as I know. They're not telling the truth about actually what the books are. And I think Ray pointed out, you know, people of certain age, they've not been able to do certain things anyway, certain movies, they can't drink, et cetera, et cetera. And I do think it's up to the parents. They're not happy with putting it back in the adult section and letting the parent make the choice. They want the kids to be able to go in and get it. That's the only way that they'll be satisfied.
Yeah, and again, I don't think this is about practicality. I think it's more a symbolic identity issue.
Yeah. I mean, I heard the guy that called talked to Ray right at the end of his time on your show there, and then I had to get out of the car, so I couldn't call at that time. But he's not going to be satisfied. He's not going to be satisfied until they're in the kids section. Any child, any age, can walk in there reading things that I would not want my children to read at the time. I think children have to. They're children. They have to grow in their mind and their body. And I think parents should be there to guide them along. But they're not going to be happy until the kids can go in and pick them up. So it's going to be a battle. But I hope that Ray does it. And I agree with Ray. The churches have been cowards. They're not standing up to this.
And, you know, it's fascinating. This seems like a microcosm of kind of what went on with COVID. And here's what I mean, is that we don't care if you're elected duly by the people. We're the experts. We're the professionals, whether it's in virology, epidemiology, or when it comes to running a library. So shut up, you elected officials. Let us, the professionals, be above all of y'all because we're science or something. And it's fascinating how that works.
Yeah, it is. All right. Enjoy the show. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you, Larry. And the local legend, Larry Stevens, there. I aspire to have a voice like that one day. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Ron?
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself, Joey?
I'm surviving.
Oh, great. Listen, I know the discussion about the libraries come up. I think it's an important discussion to have, but I tell you what's going on in the public schools, starting at kindergarten, and what they're exposing these little kindergartens. What is kindergarten age? About 5 years old?
Yep.
Man, what in the world does a kindergarten need to be learning this stuff they're teaching to them? This is public schools that's going on, and it hadn't just started. they've been doing this for several years now in kindergarten.
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, I think they're just trying to change the mindset of our very young children.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like brainwashing to me. I was just wondering what you thought about that issue with the public schools, let alone the public libraries.
Well, and when you're talking nationally, I think here's what's going on. When you want to shape people's opinions and minds and preferences, you do it as early as possible. Kids are incredibly impressionable, of course. They're sponges. They're a little bit like clay, too. And I'll put it this way. It might be a weird example. But if you're, say, born in Alabama, especially rural Alabama, you're probably going to grow up to be a Christian, probably Baptist. Now, it might be some other denomination, but you're probably going to be Christian and be Christian at least nominally. You might fall away and come back your whole life. If you grow up in Saudi Arabia, you're probably going to be a Sunni Muslim. There are examples of people converting one way or the other. My point is that the environment you grow up in is going to be incredibly influential. And as much as all of us want to think, no, I completely made up my own mind on all these things, I think people underestimate, though everybody realizes it, that's why we're having this fight, how much children are shaped at a very early age, and it's hard to change that shaping down the road. And thus, the fights we're having.
Well, that's my whole point about the kindergarten deal.
Yep. Yep.
Well, all right. Thank you, man.
Appreciate it, Ron. Yeah, and I sit here without a child. I'm not a parent and really haven't had a relationship that's lasted longer than an Altoid. But, you know, I still have an opinion. And I keep in mind that when it comes to questions of children, minors, they should be protected. Provided for and protected. How do you do that? Well, there is, I think, good faith disagreement. But one of the things where I think we're really dropping a ball as a society is starting to expose young children to subjects they do not understand. Now, I'm not even just talking about sexuality. All sorts of things. And I think that's partly our technology and where our technology has taken us. And how you do have access to all the information you ever wanted there online. The good, the bad, the ugly, the divine, and the depraved all rolled up into one. And so a lot of guidance, I think, is needed. And, of course, the adults who feel invested in wanting to look out for the kids, shape them in the way they envision, well, they're going to have different opinions about to do this. The most litigious aspect of our society is around public schools. And it's because people don't agree on the basis. In fact, that you go back to your Thomas Hobbes. Why do we need liberty? Why do you need liberty whatsoever? It's because people don't agree on first principles. And very rarely have they even gotten close to agreeing on first principles. And that's within a small society or a body politic, a polity that maybe has hundreds, if not thousands of years of history behind them. And they craft their own, say, identity. Look at the Europeans, for instance. Look at the Russians, the Chinese hail back to thousands of years that they can rely on. Well, when you're talking a new nation that is now a global power, for better or for worse, and is made up of a society of people who are incredibly different from one another, in a way it can be our strength because everybody can rise. If you're trying to hire somebody, you want to hire from the biggest possible talent pool there is. You want to bring in everybody who can rise and meet on merit the best job. But when you try to shove down everybody's throat that this is the way it's going to be nationwide, then of course people aren't going to agree and things are going to get ugly. My humble solution to this and so many other problems is you have more local governance. And if you don't like living in a particular town, you can move. Oh, but what about, well, it's, I think, a better solution than having one standard, pretending like everybody agrees, from a national center. It is what's actually, ironically, the push for a national unity where all the standards are from the same opinion makers, a few thousand people in this country shaping everybody's ideas. I don't think that's healthy. And it, ironically, that drive for unity is tearing us apart bit by bit. And you definitely see it on the question of children and what they should be taught, how they should be raised. It's probably the most important thing any given person will do. There are a few who decide not to have children and go for the brass ring and do some amazing thing. That's a big sacrifice to make. But for most folks, the most important thing you will ever do in this life is raise your children, to protect and provide for them. So no wonder people get a little feisty when it comes to those questions. 272-9228. That's 334-272-9228 if you want to get it on the program. Now, this part of the program, again, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And, you know, we often talk about guys getting older who have testosterone problems. So you're getting into your mid-30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. Well, naturally, you're going to produce less testosterone. But some guys want to keep that edge as they get up there in age. They want to still have that mental acuity. They still want to have that good aggression that drives them to take on the task of the day, the week, the month, the year. But it's now happening, low T is happening, to a lot of young men. A lot of different theories about it, from the chemicals in the water to microplastics to just the way we interact, lifestyle in general. So doctors are now recommending that men as young as 18 start getting their testosterone checked on at least a annual basis. Make it part of your annual men's health routine. And you don't want to just ignore it. If you're feeling a lack of energy, always tired, perhaps you want it weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, it could very well be low T that's giving you trouble. And the great news is there at Montgomery Men's Health, they have, well, low T treatments that can truly change lives. So what you need to do is make an appointment, and they'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And those treatments can improve men, like higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, faster metabolism. You might even notice an increased libido. There's a lot right with that. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today. And be sure to tell them that Joey fella on the radio sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, if you are push mowing your yard using an inefficient lawn tractor, or your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our late season cold snap continues. Today's temperature's way below normal with sunshine and a high temperature only about 59. I think we'll fall back to the 30s tonight with mostly clear skies and an overnight low temperature down to about 37. Some more frost in the morning. Not quite as cool Wednesday with a high near 70. We'll be in the low 70s Thursday with more sun and the next risk of scattered showers returning Thursday night into Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, that's 272-9228. This might be a special last-second guest calling in. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Becky Garrison with Eagle Forum.
Hello, Becky. How are you doing today?
I am doing especially great today.
Oh, wow. Yeah, people see you walking around. They're like, "Did she sleep with a coat hanger in her mouth?"
No, we had such great news this morning.
No,
can I fill you in on the details?
Sure.
Okay, so some of your listeners may remember that the transgender bill that banned the puberty blockers, prostate hormones, sex reassignment surgery. We had some involvement in that bill, and if you remember back in 2020. The DOJ joined in that lawsuit with parents who were saying the law was unconstitutional, and the Department of Justice subpoenaed us
right. And
wanted all the information that, you know, emails and information given to legislators, and we're not even a party to this lawsuit. So the judge quashed the subpoena and ruled in our favor back then in 2022. Well, in January of this year, the private plaintiffs of the case subpoenaed us. And the judge had made it very clear that subpoenaing our organization was not right, had nothing to do with whether this was constitutional or not, and he really came down hard on the Department of Justice. Well, today we had a hearing with the judge. And long story short, he was so frustrated that they were back in court, dragging us to court, wanting all this information that they don't have a right to have. And, you know, it's a stifling our First Amendment rights. So after our attorneys all made their arguments on why the subpoena should be quashed, the plaintiffs get up and the judge is like, "I cannot believe that we're here today. Basically, I made myself clear. You guys can't do this." And he said, "I'm going to let you have this opportunity to say you made a mistake and withdraw your subpoena. So I'll give you a few minutes to discuss that."
Wow.
Which is amazing. Like, that was so generous of him to do. And he took a very, you know, few minutes. He walked off, came back a few minutes later, and they said, "We'd like to take you up on that, and we're just going to go ahead and withdraw the subpoena." And then he sanctioned them for attorney's fees. So they had to pay for our attorney's fees, $25,000. And it was just a beautiful thing. And I'm just so thankful.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know this was, I guess I'm just as surprised as the judge. I thought this was kind of over and done with.
Right. Well, and it was so funny to hear the judge, because he's like, at the very beginning, you know, when our attorney got up and said, "You know, I'm really surprised that we're back here again. I thought that you had taken care of this with your written order." His written order was very strict and was very curt. And the judge sarcastically said, "Well, yeah, I thought I did address it back then." So anyway, he just kind of played along and was frustrated with them. But he gave them the opportunity to withdraw, and they did.
Now, so, when you look at the developments all around the world, do you in a way feel vindicated? I know y'all always believe we're doing the right thing here,
But when you see the UK now putting bans in place, a lot of the top-notch, like in terms of science, the Nordic countries are saying this stuff is miserable idea for kids.
Yes. It's very happy to see this. And the lawsuit in Alabama, we're in the discovery phase right now. The state of Alabama is fighting against these plaintiffs and the Department of Justice who have, you know, sued the state for this law. That actual hearing will take place in the fall. And with all of this information coming out, more and more research being done showing that these drugs are terribly harmful for children. And they don't have the ability to make these kind of decisions to mutilate their bodies with these medications and these cross-sex hormones and all that. So I'm really looking forward to the trial in the fall. And, of course, I'll be on to talk about it, and hopefully there'll be some really good outcomes. But the law is in place in the state of Alabama, and we were one of the very first states to have a law in place, active, where you can't give puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or sex reassignment surgery to any minors trying to change their sex, or their gender, I should say.
Well, and y'all were, like I said early, and I'm amazed that this is still going on for Eagle Forum, but kudos to that judge, hat tip to that judge for essentially, it sounded like a parent scolding a child the way you described it.
Yeah, well, and the attorneys they're in trouble also because they were judge stopping, which is a huge no-no. When the law was passed back in 2021, this parent sued like a week or two later, and they didn't like that judge, so they withdrew the suit, filed a new suit with another judge. That is really bad. You don't do that. And so after our hearing this morning was the hearing over that, so I'm interested to see what's going to happen with that.
Well, anything else while I got you on the phone, kind of on your radar as we're on the second half of the legislative session?
Yeah, let me give you a quick update on the gambling situation, and I'm sorry if my phone is cutting out and not sounding good. I'm in a weird place. But, okay, here's the latest on the gambling bill. The Senate passed it, you know, recently, and the House is ready to concur with that bill, but they're going to hold it up all week. They're not going to do the gambling bill this week, and they have spring break next week, so they're going to push it off. They're going to hold up bills from the Senate. There's just a lot of anger going on right now in the House, and so we're kind of in a holding pattern right now. But we did find out that when the governor, when she makes a compact with the Indians in this lottery-only bill, it will allow for sports betting, online sports betting, and online casinos through a new regulation, federal regulation that was just passed in January. So when people think it's lottery-only, the Indians can now, once she makes a compact with them, they'll be able to have a server on their property, and anyone in the state of Alabama can now gamble on their phone. Oof. And we don't like that. This is not a good thing. This is not lottery only. And we're very alarmed by it. So our encouragement is to everybody out there, please ask your legislators to vote no on all gambling bills that have come up, because it's still in process.
Yeah, and well, I was worried this is going to be a last-second thing, and we'll see. I mean, my bet at the beginning of the session is
hilarious.
It ain't going to get done. I think the interest in the state that are already in gaming makes so much money with the status quo, they're happy to sort of wait it out to see if they can get the perfect hand to be the House at the end of the day.
Exactly.
So yeah. I think it might fall apart again. I mean, you know, you mentioning that the legislators are going on spring break. All of a sudden, I got the image a lot of these Yahoos and like swim trunks, and I'm like, they should not be wearing those in public. You're like, and neither should I. I'm getting fatter by the day, but it's just like I don't want to see you guys with a Mai Tai on the beach. Get back to work or go home.
If you want to see something fun, Wednesday night at the Biscuit Stadium is the annual House and Senate softball game. The House versus the Senate. It is a hoot. You can heckle them to death, which is really fun to do. I'm kind of worried because some of them are older and they play and they are pulling hamstrings and hurting themselves, but it's really fun to watch. And that is going to be Wednesday evening at Biscuit Stadium. So come on out and have fun heckling the guys and gals.
I appreciate the impromptu call, Becky. Really do appreciate the update. And let's talk again soon.
Okay, sounds great. You all have a great day.
You too. Again, this part of the program brought to you by Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. Now, this week, they are closed because they're doing renovations. They're trying to make the showroom look even better. You know, when you walk in, you're like, man, what a beautiful place. And look at all this jewelry. They have an amazing selection there at Dillon Rings. They always have special discounts. That's why you need to always think about stopping by 119 Brown Springs Road. I remember it by thinking that's where Fun Zone used to be, right off of Atlanta Highway, kind of Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, that whole area, sort of AUM in that area. So what you can do is go by there once they open back up, or even if you're hungry to look for things this week, you can go to DillonRings.com or just search Dillon Rings on the Book of Faces or on Instagram, and you can see the amazing selection they have. But you'll also find that they're a full-service jewelry shop. So maybe your jewelry needs a spa treatment, needs to be cleaned up. Maybe you need a repair done, or you need to update a piece of jewelry, or have a custom design done out of your imagination. If you can dream it, Josh Ryder can make it a reality. So check them out today. Again, that's Dillon Rings, 119 Brown Springs Road, or you can always just search Dillon Rings on Facebook or Instagram, and be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey, that fella from the radio, sent you. We'll be right back. Quick break here.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Like I said, quick break. Welcome back. Closing minutes here of News and Views in the Afternoon. Or as we're calling it on YouTube online, Joey Clark Live. And you can always like and subscribe on YouTube. Joey Clark Live is the name of the channel. Just search for it there. Or you can always watch on the X platform. I do appreciate all the love today on X. Continuing to grow this humble little show. Really do appreciate it. Just go to at the Joey Clark on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it. Let's go to line one. Oh, no, you dropped. Okay. Never mind, line one. Hey, this part of the program brought to you by Prattville Carpet. And they're at Prattville Carpet. Well, Ray Bowles and that team are ready to help you out with any of your resurfacing needs. It could be you want to redo the living room, you want to redo the bathroom, could be you want to do the kitchen upright. We can put ceramic tile on the countertops or the backsplash there. But what you need to do is call them up. Call up Prattville Carpet at 285-8117 and ask about a free in-home measurement. They will come to you. They'll measure. That means when you pick out the material you want to use, whether it's brand new carpet, traditional hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, the laminate products, the new ones are also fantastic. They'll know exactly how much it's going to cost and how long it's going to take, and they get the job done quite well there at Prattville Carpet. So again, that number, 285-8117. Great family-owned local business, and they've been a great sponsor of the show for years and years now. It's, you know, we're doing business together, but also think they're just great people over there. Y'all check them out today. Let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joe and Ken.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
Well, I was hoping I'd catch a bounce on whoever vacated line one for you. A brief comment, which is a compliment, about your preceding monologue about the most important things to help preserve our current society, or the kind of society most of us and our founding fathers wanted us to have, and that is the raising and education and nurturing of our children. We are flunking badly, and my contention is that parents should not be allowed to abandon the care of their children. and that includes the male parent as well as the female parent.
Right.
I hope to see. I think you're right about the gambling legislation. We can all just cool it until the last evening. then hang on to your wives, your family, and your wallet during that last day and the last evening up till midnight. But that's probably where the gambling legislation will get passed. Once they finally decide how and where you can waste a lot of your money and who will be allowed to vacuum it all up and take it to their coffers, then maybe they can address things like parental responsibility. But don't hold your breath.
Right. Yeah, and like I said, I think folks don't... Well, you would hope parents realize that's probably the most important thing you're ever going to do is raise your children, right? And I mean, some people, maybe, you know, you transnavigate the globe, but somebody already did that. So we'll see. Maybe you get to Mars. But I appreciate the call, Ken. I really do.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Look who it is. Hey, Greg, actually sit in that middle chair there so I can get you on camera.
Here?
Yeah, right there. How you doing?
I am tired. I've been working out too much.
So the bike rides.
The bike rides, and I've been working with weights, too.
Oh, really?
And crunching my gut out.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
And it's actually making a difference. I was just telling somebody I had to go, like, really deep into my closet for clothes that I haven't worn in over 10 years. And they're fitting. Some are even falling off. It's a nice problem to have.
I'm going in the right direction again.
Yeah.
Like, I'm now, I think, 224. I was, like, 230-something. Uh-huh. So I'm going in the right direction, but... I've had busy days, so I didn't even hit the gym today.
Well, I've heard you had a hell of a show.
No, it's been a great show, but then they informed me, did you see my car?
No.
And we're going to get it taken care of. The people who did this said, we'll take care of it. But,
oh, man.
It was an accident. That's, you know, stuff happens.
An accident?
Yeah, well, they were doing the yard.
They ricocheted a bullet into your window.
Yeah, something like that.
Nice.
But they're going to take care of it. They better.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a good lawyer. Her name is Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Oh, I don't want to get on the wrong side of her.
No. No. Mm-mm. No. She will cage fight anybody that tries to hurt you.
Yeah.
She's told me that.
Yeah. Go for the eyes first. No. Oh, man. So.
That's why I park on this side of the lot because they can't have.
From now on. From now on. But the happy hour this afternoon going to be a bloodbath?
Oh, absolute bloodbath. Yeah. Right. Yeah,
it's good for the skin.
That's what I hear. You know, it's refreshing, and you know, you get kind of an irony taste in your mouth after a while.
Right, right, like pennies.
Yeah,
but you know, it's good for us.
No, I'm pissed. I'm so, you know, I know you spent some time on the private library issue today, but the thing that's really got under my skin today is Ketanji Brown.
Oh, yeah,
and this garbage that somehow. The First Amendment prohibits the government from censoring. That's the frickin' idea!
Well, and then Napolitano informed me when I brought this up to him at the beginning of the show that it's not just Ketanji Brown Jackson. Oh. It's also Brett Kavanaugh.
What?
And John Roberts. Creatures of Washington both.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You can't count on them for anything.
I know. And all the love that was thrown Kavanaugh's way because of the way he was accused. And then he really is the big government guy. Ugh. That somebody like Judge Knapp suspected back then.
We were founded by insurrectionists. The First Amendment is absolute, and the government is supposed to be limited, and the First Amendment is supposed to protect us from that. And they want to...
I can see you getting worked up already. But,
yeah, I am.
But let's just... How about this? I'm going to give up the microphone, because I'm tired, and I got to figure out what the heck to do with my window.
So, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it is what it is. But
bad things happen to good people.
Happy Hour with Greg Vidal. He's next.